Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is your last chance. We have just a smidgy over 7 minutes left in this hour for you to get entered to win some great prizes, all on Civic Media's dime and Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold statewide and multi-state text-to-win contest. Every day, multiple times a day, we drop words of the hour. You text that word in via the Civic Media app, not the old-fashioned way, and it will get you entered to win a daily prize of either $200, cold hard cash, gold jewelry, and it'll get you entered to win our grand prize, two tickets, indoor club-level seats, to watch Green Bay play Minnesota on November 23rd at 12 p.m., plus a gas card to get you to the game. It's a $1,500 value. Do not miss out on your opportunity to get in on this fun. The word to enter to win this hour is football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. Get your text in now so that you, too, can have some fun this fall on Civic Media. Good luck to everybody. It is also our very first Monday sound-off. We're going to be doing this every Monday at 5:30. Because I know there's a bunch of stuff that ticks me off that I never get to talk about on the show, and I bet there is for you too. So feel free to call in or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. First-time callers and texters, you go to the top of the line. We've got Adam from Oregon texting in, Maggie, love the news segment. Let's sound off. While the macro media are foaming at the mouth around James Comey and that distraction, our fascist in chief recently signed a new national security directive to identify not only groups, but individuals the administration deems a, quote, threat. The list of potential threatening identifiers is sprawling and intentionally vague. This is the beginning of detaining and disappearing of American citizens. Adam, I agree with you. Part of the trouble and one of the reasons for this segment is that it is the Steve Bannon flood the zone tactic. There's so much crazy, like head-scratching, awful news. So much of it every day that sometimes we don't zoom out or we fail to see and talk about some of these really other scary things that are happening. In my opinion, the National Guard deployments, which, by the way, we've got some breaking news. Judge Simon, a federal district court judge in Oregon, has set a hearing for tonight. This is a hearing on a restraining order to restrict Trump's deployment or perhaps prohibit Trump's deployment of National Guard in Oregon. I just, this is not good. But all of this, the deployment of the National Guard, these massed ICE detentions, right? The violence that you see in many of them all over social media. And let me be clear yet again, lest I get some hate texts. If someone's here off documentation, undocumented, and they commit crimes, if someone's here as an asylee or otherwise and commits crimes and they do not have permanent residence status yet, they should be forced to leave. But due process is essential. The manner in which these detentions are getting executed is violent. They are rounding up people that have no criminal record. None at all. And it is deeply concerning. But all of this, to Adam from Oregon's point, the thing that really worries me is that this makes the American collective psyche more susceptible to the sort of things that Adam is talking about. If you disagree with the president, if you tell a joke that he doesn't like, if your media company opposes his policies, well then, you're committing treason or you're a traitor and we'll just lock you up and throw away the key. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. It's not how it has to be. We can do so much better than this, everybody. We've got Rick from Waukesha. Rick, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hello, Maggie. Say thanks to you for your show and all your colleagues for your dedication to the greater good of our country. I just want to say I hope the Civic Media Network throughout the state is going to heavily promote the upcoming No Kings protest throughout the state.
No doubt. I mean, I will be at No Kings. There's going to be tons of them. It is coming up on October 18th. Go to nokings.org. That is nokings.org. You can find an event in your town. There's going to be tons of them across the state of Wisconsin. Probably one of the largest mass protests in U.S. history. Rick, I'll be there. Are you going to be there, my friend?
Absolutely, but I just haven't heard a lot about it, unfortunately. That's why I'm calling you to hope we start promoting it more.
Well, that's what the Monday Sound Off is for, Rick. We can bring attention to the things that you think I am missing. We can talk about any or all of it. I got time for just one more caller here. Charles from Milwaukee, can you make it quick, my friend?
Yep, I will, Maggie. My sound off is I'm sick and tired of trying to make Charlie Kirk a saint. You know, I listened to this guy in the morning, Reese Waters, and he was going through the clips of the things that Charlie Kirk has said horrible about in the people, and then especially black people.
Yes.
Have black kids. You know, when he made the reference about, you know, the pilots to come on and introduce themselves as Ramon and Cadillac. That's racist.
Yeah.
I don't need for non-black people to tell me what racism is. It's racist. And for the cardinal,
yes,
to try to uphold him as a I don't care how softly he spoke or how many people he let get in front of him that he can debate. That does not stop you if you're out there saying horrible racist things. You are racist, no matter how people can try to define it. He took on all the comments. So what? He's a racist.
Charles, I agree with you. Shame on every single member of Congress, especially those white folk, the white people in Congress that voted in favor of the Charlie Kirk memorialization. Shame on you. Shame on you. What message do you send to black and brown folks in this country? That is no good, but we try to do good every day here on the show. Thanks for everybody participating in this Monday's Sound Off. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.